Last time we started discussing some of the inyanim relating to driving a car. So last time we spoke about issues related to sakana, that a person has to be as safe as they possibly can be. So we said that today we'll go through some of Rav Avadya Yosef's other ha'aros relating to etiquette and halacha when driving a car. Someone told me afterwards that there's an entire sefer out there, of course there is, about driving a car, about the halachas of driving a car. But let's go through some of the things that Rav Avadya talks about in the seventh chelek of Yechaveh Das. First thing he discusses, or the first thing that we'll talk about, is what happens when you have a narrow road and it's a two-way street and there are two cars that face each other and one of them has to back out for the other one. Is there a halacha in terms of who has to back out for whom in that situation? So he says, first of all, if there's a law of the land, you follow that, because that's the understanding that everyone is meant to follow that. And he says, but short of that, if one car is a bus and the other one is a car, and the bus is holding 50 people and the car is only 2 people, so the car should get out of the way for the bus. The Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, Davlam Beis and Beis, talks about Shtei Sfinos Ovros Binar, Upagu Zebezeh. You have two boats that are going by the river and they have a similar situation. And in Yavrushtein Bebas Achas, they're going to drown if they try to go at the same time. They'll smack right into each other. If they go Bezuachazo, then they'll be fine. So Shnei Gemalim that are all in Bemalos Pescharun, you have two camels that are climbing up and they get to a narrow area. So what do you do? So if one of them is Tu'una and Achas Eina Tu'una, one of them is loaded with bundles, is carrying something, and the other one is not, so Tidcha She'ina Tu'una Mipnea Tu'una, the one that's carrying something gets the right of way. If they're both Tu'unos or they're both Einan Tu'unos, so you need Pshara B'nehen, and they should make some sort of deal about who gets to go first. And this Paskin La'alach in Choshe Mishpat Simen Ayin Reish Beis Se'if Yod Dalet. The Netziv explains in Meshav Davar Chela Gimel Simen Yod that you might think that Kol Dalem Gavar, and he says, no, we don't apply Kol Dalem Gavar over here, that a person is not supposed to say, well, I'm stronger, I have the bigger car, so his car would get much more damage than mine if we got into a crash, so I'll flex my muscles. No, you should go based on tzedek and yosher. A person should do what's right. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says l'charv Yerushalayim ella al shadanu badin Torah v'lasu l'fnim mishuras hadin. So Rav Avadya says, and most appropriate is to whatever is right to go l'fnim mishuras hadin and to be mevater. That's always the midarkei amusar. That's always the best way to go. He says normally. He says the only exception would be normally you would always want to honor someone else or tell someone else to go in front of you. Gemara Baba Kama talks about that, two people coming to a doorway, so you honor someone else to go in front of you. He says, but if there are people behind you and you're waiting to honor someone else to go in front of you, and that's going to cause everyone behind you to be slowed down, so then that would not be appropriate. So if there you notice getting off the exit is your Rebbe or something, so it's for you to just slam on the brakes so that the Rebbe can go first, but all of the people behind you in traffic are now going to be slowed down, so then that's not appropriate. The second issue we discuss is if someone rear ends somebody, who is chayef to pay? The person who hits the car in front of him, or is there some sort of shared damage? So in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat Sim Shinai and Ches, it talks about two horses that are riding, and one of them is riding too fast and runs into the other horse, and the one who rear ends the other one is chayef to pay. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about shnayim that are mahalich b'derech, echad rots ve'echad mahalich. One of them is going too fast, is running, and the other one is mahalich. So with an exception for Erev Shabbat, which is an exception the Gemara makes, the assumption is that the person who's running is going to be chayiv to pay for all of the nezek that happens because he's mishana b'halichaso. He's going in a way that's unusual, that's different than what one is supposed to do. Another issue that comes up when driving that Rav Avadya discusses, if when driving you notice someone stranded on the side of the road. So he's talking to Eretz Yisrael, obviously we see a Jewish person that's stranded on the side of the road. So he says there's a mitzvah gedola to help him, even if it means getting off the next exit and turning back around. Pasuk azov tazovimo hakem takimimo v'chiyamu chachicha v'chzaktbo v'chayimach, all these psukim that tell us that you should try to help out other people. I actually know a case. We once had a Shabbaton in DRS many years ago. ago, where a guy came to speak, and he was a Hollywood writer, and he was a Baal Tshuva. So at the end of his speech, one of the boys asked him, "What made you become a Baal Tshuva?" So he said that he was in law school, and he, I guess in Cordoza, and he learned the law of the Good Samaritan law, that if you try to help someone out, and then it doesn't work out, so you're not going to be liable for what you did when you were honest to goodness trying to help them out the best way you can. And then the next day he was in Rabbi Bleich's Jewish law class, and Rabbi Bleich taught the halacha that the halacha is that if you see someone in need, you're not allowed to let him just stay there. Not only you're not going to be punished for helping out, but there's an iser to let a person just stay in need and not help them out. So it's losamen al damreyacha. So he said that it occurred to him yesterday, if you would have asked me what's the most moral law that he's ever heard of in his entire life, he would have said it was the law that he learned yesterday, the Good Samaritan law. And then he just discovered a morality that's at a higher level than that morality. He said right then, he went over to Rabbi Bleich after class and asked him, "Where can I read more?" And he went on his path. His kids went to yeshiva with my kids. Fine from family now. So yeah, you should have not every story ends that way, but you should help out if you have the ability to help out. Rav Avadia also talks about that a lot of times when it's rainy, there are a lot of puddles on the side of the road, and people tend to not slow down, and then they splash in the puddles, and there are people walking on the sidewalk. So the halacha in Choshen Mishpat and Tafyut Beis Sif Hei says that you have to pay tashlumei nezikin in such cases for ruining the fellow's clothing. You have to realize you have an automobile and it has the ability to do that damage, and you have to pay attention that you shouldn't be doing that damage, and you'd be chayiv to pay for any such damage. Gemara Baba Kama says that a person wants to be a chassid, he should be careful in mili de nezikin. That means he should make sure not to be gorem nezek to other people, and that means to be mindful of what types of things are gorem nezek to other people. And then Rav Avadia points out that a person in general, the Rambam writes in Ilchus Deus, Perakei Halacha Ches, that leaving aside Dina de Malchusa and leaving aside the Sakana Shebedavar, the Rambam writes, Lo Yoruts Adam Berushus Harabim Kiminak Shotim. A person shouldn't run in Rushus Harabim like a maniac. Below Ekev Tzad Godel Kamina Gasei Aruch, a person shouldn't travel in a Gaivadika fashion. All of this can be translated to automobiles as well. A person shouldn't drive like a maniac. He shouldn't drive like a Baal Gaiva. You know, maybe he wants his car to bounce and, or something that draws attention to his car. His automobile should not be the source of Gaiva. And the way that a person, Gambim Ahalcha Shaladim Nikarim Chacham Hu Baldeya, the way a person walks, you could tell if he's a Chacham Baldeya or if he's a Shota, or if he's a crazy person. And then the last thing that Rav Avadia discusses in this long, long tshuva about driving cars is the idea of carpools. He is in favor of carpools, and he says that there are two advantages to carpools. Number one, you save on gas money, and number two, you decrease congestion on the road, which obviously is very good for decreasing accidents on the road. And he says that that when you take someone else in your car, you give someone else a ride, it's a kiyum mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. And the Gemara Masechet Sukkah tells us in Memtesim Beis that gemilas chasadim is greater than tzedakah. In that gemilas chasadim is bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. It's bein begufo, bein bimono, where it's tzedakah is only for aniyim and it's only bimamono. So gemilas chasadim is very great, unless you say it's not gemilas chasadim, it's a deal, he's going to drive me tomorrow, so that's not gemilas chasadim. Rav Avadia says that is gemilas chasadim. The only gemilas chasadim that you're not mitzapel l'tashlum gemul, the Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi, is chesed shalemes, the chesed that you do with mesim. But of course, if I do a chesed with someone today and he does a chesed with me tomorrow, so olam chesed yibaneh, so that's great, that's the way chesed is supposed to work, that we're always doing chesed with each other. So he thinks that that's a very good idea. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll move on to a different topic. Have a great day.